Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where I will attempt to explain very quickly why it is there is no Halloween great debate this time between my wife and myself. It's been a tradition on the show that right before Halloween we have this disagreement. The answer is because there's no disagreement about Halloween right now. What there is agreement about trying to be as safe and secure and solid as we possibly can. And what does that mean exactly? What's the final authoritative word from the CDC? We will get to that. The Centers for Disease Control, which of course continues to spearhead our response to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, which is not over, by the way. I wish it were. I yearn for it to be over like everybody else. I'm tired of this. Whatever it is, whatever kind of purgatory we're all going through, and it is a purgatorial pandemic, there's your alliterative reference. We'll be speaking to Paul Kanger of Grove City College and the Institute for Faith and Freedom. We'll be speaking with Paul about the upcoming election, what he thinks will happen not only with the election itself, but with the aftermath of the election in trying to bring our country together. And all of this is enormously, obviously it's important. It's also fascinating. There is a new piece, and I think it's a pretty good new piece by Peter Nicholas over at Atlantic, which is not a conservative publication at all, that suggests that right now, you should look at how Trump could shock the world again. We will get to that in a moment. And when he says shock the world again, that comes at a time when the 538 website, which basically makes its living, such as it is, with its projection of various states and electoral vote counts and who is most likely to win. And I will tell you, they update all the time, and it can become very addictive, and I guess that's part of what they want, because the most recently updated, they say, likelihood of an outcome here. It says Biden is favored to win the election. Well, of course, the polling has seemed to indicate that. We simulate the election 40,000 times to see who wins most often. The sample of 100 outcomes below gives you a good idea of the range of scenarios our model thinks is possible. But then they have a little note here. Don't count the underdog out. Upset wins are surprising, but not impossible. And I think that is an important note, and it is an important reason why everyone should make a point of coming out to vote. The president is going to be speaking in Green Bay, Wisconsin, moments from now. We will go to him when he does. But the point that Peter Nicholas makes for Atlantic Magazine, the title of his piece is How Trump Could Shock the World Again. It says first thing the president could try to do, he says, is the president will be better positioned for another Electoral College victory if he can pry loose a state or two that Democrats won last time. His campaign had been eyeing New Hampshire and Nevada, but another target, Minnesota, has as many Electoral College votes as the other two combined. Now, the problem with New Hampshire and Nevada, there are three new polls from New Hampshire. It's not close. And I think that the Trump campaign, it's still focused on that second district in Maine, which could provide a crucial electoral vote, and where I think President Trump will probably win. But New Hampshire is not a realistic possibility. Nevada also, which is much closer, looks as if it's also moving away from President Trump. However, Minnesota, it's tightening up. And so they're focused on Minnesota because Minnesota has 10 electoral votes. Nevada and New Hampshire are 9 combined. So they're focusing a lot on Minnesota, where there's another big sign there, where the Senate candidate in Minnesota, Jason Lewis, is actually tied, or according to some polls ahead, that's a Republican, very pro-Trump Senate candidate, Jason Lewis, running against one of the less known, less celebrated, and less visible U.S. senators, Tina Smith. She was appointed to replace Al Franken. Remember that? In any event, Jason Lewis could easily win that Senate seat, which could save the Republican Senate majority, which would be an amazing thing. So what Peter Nicholas says about Minnesota is he points out that Clinton carried Minnesota by only 45,000 votes in 2016. Although Republicans haven't won Minnesota since 1972, it's a very long time, a play for Minnesota is not a bad gamble. At minimum, competing in the state forces Democrats to divert resources from other battlegrounds. Speaking of diverting resources from other battlegrounds, remember we talked earlier today about Walmart taking firearms and ammunition out of the stores and just locking it away so that people wouldn't be tempted to break in and ransack their stores and grab guns? Walmart said it has begun returning firearms, this according to CNBC, and ammunition to the floors of its U.S. stores one day after it said it would remove those products to protect consumers and employees. A Walmart spokesman declined to comment on why the decision to place firearms and ammunition back on U.S. floors was made days before the U.S. presidential election on November 3rd, with many worried that the result could be contested or spark violence. Look, what I assume and what I hope is that some of the corporate structure at Walmart said, wait a minute, for us to remove guns from the store expecting some kind of horrible violence, that actually could convey to people the notion that we were expecting such violence, they had to prepare for it, and it can be a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I assume they will have heightened security at the store, and the stores everywhere, and particularly those stores, it's about half of them, of 4,700 stores across the country that carry guns and ammo. But that, it seems to me, is one of those things that's a good decision and a good sign. It will be interesting to hear if later during this show we could actually see a reason why Walmart has decided to make this move. This came in from Miranda, and she's in Redmond, Washington. Miranda says, Michael, I love your show, but I have to disagree with your statement that both Republicans and Democrats are misguided on their fear the other side will change this country. I never, ever said such a thing. And destroy this country is what I don't believe either side will do. Both sides want to change the country. It's clear. Republicans, she says, to a dictatorship and Democrats to Venezuela. Some is hyperbole, she writes, but Democrats make it very clear. They want to upend the Constitution and change everything from the Supreme Court to the Electoral College. This will fundamentally change our country. Disbanding the Electoral College alone will make the U.S. a one-party country. I don't see a Republican moving toward a dictatorship. That is nonsense. I agree with that. So what about the idea that we will lose the Electoral College if Democrats take power? We will get to that and more on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. We're going to go live to Trump in Green Bay, too. had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No problem. It took us about, what, 25 minutes to solve the problem, right? Boom. They just marched down. But we're going, and the governor just informed us, though, that so we have 25,000 people. 25,000 people. That's a lot. You got a lot here. 25,000 people in Minnesota. They said, we can only have 250 people. So they were hoping I'd say, oh, well, we can't do that. Let's turn around. No, we're going to go. We're going to go. Be very interesting. Even if we see 250 people, can I be honest with you? Everybody understands. You can't play those games. That could very well, aside from Omar. Omar is our secret weapon. Ilhan Omar, that's our secret weapon in Minnesota. Now, she doesn't love our country, you know? I don't like people that don't love our country, I don't. And the other, and you know all about this because you've had your things. The other is we want law and order. We've got to have law and order. You look at what's going on in Philadelphia, you can't have that. You have to let the police do what they do. I mean, they have to do their job. When I watch that, again, Democrats, it's all Democrats. When I watch that, if people are looting stores, and you have the anarchists, the rioters, but they're looting stores. They're walking out with dishwashers. They're walking out. The guy has a dishwasher. He couldn't even be pushing it. They're washing. I mean, they have television sets, and they're walking, and the police are standing there. And those police don't want to be standing there. They don't want to do that. They want to be able to do their job, but they're not. And you can't have that. We need law and order, as we had right here, as we did a very good job right here. We got the endorsement of everybody in your state, every law enforcement group in your state endorsed us. Every law enforcement group in the country endorsed us. I asked Sleepy Joe during one of the debates, I said, Joe, who endorsed you from law enforcement? And he couldn't answer the question. Now, that's possibly that happened, but he's got a very bad memory, too. He can't. He was going, now, let me think. Give me about 20 minutes. I'll figure it out. I doubt he has any. I think we have everybody. We have everybody. Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Chicago endorsed us. Isn't that nice? Chicago. With all the problems they have. And those, they have a great.
On the Michael Medved show, we're listening to President Trump, who is alive, who has just landed in Green Bay, and he's begun his speech at his MAGA rally in Green Bay. Let's go back to the president.
And they endorsed me. First time in the history of the police force in New York that they endorsed a presidential candidate. So it was pretty cool. So Joe Biden tried to cut Medicare during the course of his terms, and he worked very hard in cutting Social Security. You wouldn't believe that, right? And we actually put it up. We put it on, where is that screen? For places that we really like, we use the screen. It's very expensive. You'll see. Biden was a cheerleader for NAFTA, which is the worst trade deal ever made, and China's entry into the World Trade Organization, which cost Wisconsin 130 minimum manufacturing jobs. At every turn, Biden betrayed American workers and twisted his knife into the back of Wisconsin workers. You suffered as much as anybody. Biden's also spent a half a century betraying black Americans. He devastated black families with the 1994 crime bill, and he called black youth super predators, a term that's a terrible term. Super predators over and over again. And then he wonders why they're not doing well with the black vote. You know, the black vote's not turning out for him. See, now we don't have to go by the fake polls. Now you see what's happening. He's not doing well with the black vote. You know why? Because they remember that. And they remember 1994. And they remember him calling everybody a super predator. And that's a term that they don't like. That's a term that nobody would like. But they're not showing up to vote. And others aren't either. You know, we're doing great in Florida. We're doing great in Ohio. We're doing great in North Carolina, who was fantastic. I think we're doing really good in Pennsylvania. We're doing very good in Pennsylvania. I think we're doing good all over the place. You want to know that? I think we're doing good all over. We're doing great here. You know, I think they just said to here we're either tied or one up or tied or one down. You know, it's like essentially tied. I don't know how the hell I can be tied with this guy. He's shot. I said, sir, you're tied in Wisconsin. You know, normally that means because we have like a hidden voter. People that don't want to talk about it, they just go out and vote for Trump. I never knew. Should I be complimented by that? We don't want to talk about it. Leave us alone. We're voting for Trump, right? So when you're tied, that's a good thing. But they said, sir, we're tied. And I said, that's interesting. And then the fake Washington Post, ABC, right? Did you see that? So we are tied. I was up here 2 days ago. We gave a great speech. That was a cold one.
Okay.
We gave a speech on a racetrack. We got a lot of people and it was freezing, but I got through that. There was no way that I leave early for the great people of Wisconsin, because you don't know about that. There was no way. Anyway, this ball, so we're tied. Let's say we're tied. One up, one down, we're right, boom, very close. I think we're going to take it easily, actually. I think we're going to take it because we're going to have a turnout probably on Tuesday. You know, our people like to vote. They like to vote on Tuesday, not even on Sunday or Monday. So Washington Post and ABC, it's called Washington Post ABC poll. They come out 17 down. Donald Trump is 17 down in Wisconsin. I said, wait a minute. I just left the crowd of 25,000 people or more. They were going crazy. That wasn't a second place crowd. You know, we know a second place crowd. That was not a second place crowd. And they did it to me 4 years ago with Crooked Hillary. They had me. He's down 12 2 weeks ago. Remember? Washington Post, ABC, crooked as hell. It's called suppression polls. You know what it does? It suppresses the vote. You get depressed. You like Trump. You know, I like the president, but let's, and in the case 4 years ago, I like Donald Trump. He's going to do a good job. We did more than we said we were going to do. We did more than any administration has ever done in the first 3.5 years. But it's a suppression thing. So they came out 12 down. We actually wrote them legal letters and everything, and then they changed the vote. Can you believe it? They changed it. Well, we were one down, but that was the day before the election. 2 weeks ago, 12 down. But this one was 17 down in your state. And I said, you know, I could be 3 down. I could also be 3 up.
The crowd in Green Bay, Wisconsin at the airport cheering President Trump, who is speaking there live. There's a lot to say and a lot to cover. The Dow closed out the worst month since March, and U.S. coronavirus cases surpass 9 million. And what does it mean? Where do we go from here? And can we have a smooth, violence-free election? We'll talk about that with Professor Paul Kangor coming up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden spending his Friday before the election in Iowa. Biden telling his supporters in Iowa,
there is literally not a thing we've ever been unable to do. Nothing. The only country in the world that's ever come out of every crisis stronger than it went in is the United States of America. And with your help, I promise you, that's what we'll do again.
the former vice president, speaking at a drive-in event in Des Moines. He's also doing a campaign stop in St. Paul, Minnesota, and ending his evening in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Following nights of looting and rioting in Philadelphia, the Pennsylvania National Guard is now in the city of brotherly love. Tensions remain high in the city following the fatal shooting of a 27-year-old man with a knife by police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
To welcome back to the show my friend, Professor Paul Kengor of Grove City College. He is a prodigious and prolific author. His outstanding new book is called The Devil and Karl Marx, and you can check it out at our website at michaelmedved.com. He is also one of the leaders of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which I am very proud to say has been for a while a sponsor of this show. Paul, everything going on right now, I mean, it's right the very eve of the election. What I wanted to ask you about before we talk about sort of specifics is that there's a new poll featured in USA Today that shows that 3/4 of Americans think whoever wins this election, there's going to be violence and disruption and unrest and basically chaos in America surrounding the election day this coming Tuesday. Do you agree with that opinion?
Well, I mean, look, if Joe Biden wins, I mean, Republicans, conservatives aren't going to riot, right? I mean, they're just not. And I'm running into liberals, Michael, who are saying that, right? Oh, the right will mobilize too. No, they're not. I mean, look, there,
you know,
there might be.
I agree with you completely.
Yeah, but the left is going to lose its mind, and I'll tell you what, if the election were held today, I think Trump would win the Electoral College, and I think he'd lose the popular vote by 1 or 2 percentage points. By the way, that's narrowing. I think it's quite possible Trump could end up winning the popular vote, but if it's a repeat of 2016, Michael, where he wins the Electoral College and loses the popular vote, the left is going to lose its mind. And I mean, I know they're already boarding up places. I talked to a friend this morning about what's happening in LA. I saw saw pictures from a friend who lives in Georgetown. They're gearing up for it. And you know, as you know, Grove City College, where I live, is in western Pennsylvania. And I've spent the last few days looking at this very carefully, Michael. And I guarantee you, Donald Trump is going to win Pennsylvania. There's no way he's going to lose Pennsylvania. And in 2016, I said in 2016 that there's no way Trump could win. There's no way that he could win Pennsylvania. Hillary was going to be a landslide. But I'm looking at the data here, and the real clear politics average for Pennsylvania, which I think has already been lowered since I checked this a few hours ago, it was Biden plus 3.8, and that had insider advantage had Trump up by 2. Trafalgar had Trump up by a half a point, and the only reason that that margin is even 3.8 points is because they're including surveys that go back to October 15th, prior to the debate. But if you look at the surveys done in Pennsylvania after the debate, Trump is ahead, and that answer by Joe Biden at the end of the second debate about the oil industry and fracking, Michael, that was absolutely devastating. And I could tell you there are people in this area, lifelong Democrats, I'm watching it, I'm seeing it, who are telling their friends, you must vote against Biden. You have to vote against Trump because we cannot lose all these jobs.
You have to vote for Trump, you mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you just said against Trump. But
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah, the question is, okay, let's say Trump does win, and again, the odds still seem to be against it, but there are, first of all, we have 3 more days.
Right.
And there's such a thing as momentum. There's such a thing as momentum, and there's lots that can happen. Let's say he does win the election. What should he be doing in the next 3 days, and then in the days immediately following that, to avoid some kind of violent and disruptive explosion in this country?
Oh, I don't know if he can avoid it. I could tell you that campaigning-wise, he should talk about court packing and fracking. I think that's what it comes down to. But in terms of surge, let me give you a number here. So Donald Trump won Pennsylvania in 2016 by 44,000 votes, okay? In 2016, the Democrats had a 900,000-person voter registration advantage in Pennsylvania. It's now down to 700,000. They lost 200,000 just over the last 4 years. And that 700,000, it was 800,000 in May. Republicans picked up 100,000 just in the last 4 or 5 months.
I've talked about this on the air, is that they've been very smart in terms of making sure that everybody who goes to the rallies, and that's thousands and thousands of people, registers to vote, and registering all kinds of new loyal Trumpers, some of whom have never been registered before. The real question becomes, if what you're saying is, if you think that violence of some kind or disruption is inevitable, then how is it, and I agree with you completely, there will be no violence by right-wing forces or by loyal Trump forces. There will be an acceptance, ultimately, of the constitutional processes. The president may gripe about it.
Yeah, hey,
but
that's a moral equivalency on the left, isn't it? They're trying to say, oh, they're going to do it, too. No, they're not. And you know they're not.
Griping about it is different from violence, and certainly different from riots.
Republicans don't rip down statues of Christopher Columbus, right? Republicans aren't ripping down statues, right.
No, we don't. We don't do that. And that's entirely correct to make that distinction. But if you're making that distinction and you're saying that there's nothing President Trump can do to avert it, then is voting for Trump voting for violence and riots?
Well, I mean, you just can't. You can't look at it that way. You can't vote that way. I mean, it's because of the other side's behavior.
I agree with you. I'm not saying that. Oh, yeah, you have to vote for Biden because it's the only way to avoid riots.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
the problem here is, how do we get away from this in our country? And the one of the things that I do worry most about is that whichever way the election goes, that half the country will be outraged and hold on to this idea that America's doomed. I was talking about a new poll earlier that says that from all Americans, 70% think if the wrong candidate wins, that the nation will never recover. Mm. Do you believe that?
Well, that's interesting. Look, I'm kind of Mr. Hell in a Handbasket. I've been very pessimistic for a long time, and I probably can't even tell you what I really think about where the country and the world is heading. But it's going to be. Trump is going to win Pennsylvania, and when he does, he's going to win the Electoral College. And so I think this time next week, the cities are going to be, some of them are going to be ablaze. This is going to be really ugly. And honestly, I don't know that there's anything that he could even do about it. And right now, of course, he's just focused on campaigning and trying to close the polls. So he can't go out right now and start telling people, hey, listen, I'm going to win next week. I want you all to, you know, somebody who's down by 7 points nationwide, you know, the Real Clear Politics overall average, can't go around making that argument. I wish I had a good answer for you. I don't know what he could do. I don't know what anybody could do. It's a shame.
Well, again, I don't share your pessimism, and maybe we'll have a chance to talk about it at some point. I think the country is more resilient. I think people are more patriotic. I don't think we are divided into warring states as we were in 1861. I think things are going to work out to America's benefit. How? We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Everybody loves him.
Michael Medved.
But I will tell you this, he's very tough.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved show, talking about the gloomy assumptions of many Americans, including, it seems to me, Paul Kanger, our guest, who believe that violence, disruption is inevitable. I just think it's inevitable if President Trump wins the election. One of the things that I think is going to be necessary, not just for the election process, but for a second term, if President Trump gets a second term, is doing something more effective about suppressing the kind of destruction that we saw in Philadelphia recently, suppressing and addressing the rise in homicides all across the country. And by the way, it's not just in blue cities. It's not just in cities that are run by Democrats. In fact, the New York Times in their analysis made a point of taking a look at cities that are run by Republican mayors, and there are some. Miami is a big example. And there's really no clear pattern of difference. The homicides have been going up everywhere. Police have been discouraged and attacked almost everywhere. And it's a terrible situation. But it seems to me it's going to take more than that to try to calm the country, especially when you have numbers like this. The 3 of 4 voters saying in a new Suffolk University USA Today poll that they're worried about possible violence. Only 1 in 4 say they're very confident the country will see a peaceful transfer of power if Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden defeats President Trump. The one thing that I think, and this was a question that I asked Paul Kanger, that President Trump could do, in addition to expressing confidence, as you heard when we were listening to him speaking in Green Bay, He's absolutely right. It's a good political strategy, and it's the right thing to do to go ahead and talk about we're winning, we're going to win this, we're going to all celebrate a victory together. That's normal. What's not normal is anticipating that the election is going to be stolen. Because when you are introducing that into the conversation, when you're saying, I have no confidence in our electoral institutions, and the president has been saying that, then you're encouraging the other side to believe the same thing. I mean, this is one of those things that just wasn't an issue in 2016. Trump surprised the world. He won the election. He lost the popular vote. He won the Electoral College. And guess what? Yes, there was a big, giant demonstration the day after his inauguration from the so-called resistance, but it wasn't associated with violence. It wasn't associated with people suggesting that President Trump had to be deposed somehow. Now, of course, you could say they pursued a strategy of impeachment and investigation and challenging him at every point, and I think that's part of the reason I think that hurt Democrats profoundly. And if you take a look at President Trump, he didn't suffer from those things. He was strengthened by them because the Democrats were so extreme in part of what they did. But the idea that somehow preemptively you're going to say that if your opponent wins the election, that the only way your opponent can win is through cheating. I mean, imagine how Republicans would react if Vice President Biden said something like that and questioned the very process that we're going through in voting. Now, by the way, there are 80 million, it's more than 80 million Americans who've already voted, which is far more than half. It's almost two-thirds of the number of people who voted total last time. They're also expecting, and I think they're probably right, some kind of really massive turnout on Election Day. I don't know if some of this talk about violence surrounding the election is actually an attempt to suppress the vote by one side or another. But it shouldn't succeed in doing that. You need to vote. People need to vote. The election is close. The control of the U.S. Senate is going to come down into a close situation. And when you're talking about a situation that we're in like this, and with places boarding up, I mean, let's hope that in Chicago, dozens of businesses, reports USA Today, along the Magnificent Mile shopping strip and throughout the downtown Loop area, did not remove temporary barriers that were installed over the summer when the city saw two incidents of late-night lootings. Restaurants and luxury retailers are operating through windows covered in plywood or other barriers, and shoppers pass through entryway cutouts. City officials have been holding workshops in recent months to prepare for civil unrest after Election Day. And this is appalling. They also quote Leona Agaritis, who's executive director of the Golden Triangle Business Improvement District in Washington, D.C., who said that while some businesses are boarding up their properties, others are choosing not to. Some businesses, she says, have been boarded up since summer and have not been able to repair or replace their glass windows. Now, of course, a great deal of this dread and this intensity relates to the COVID-19. And when you talk about 9 million cases now diagnosed in the United States, that's a significant percentage of Americans. You're talking about 9 million is close to 3% of American adults. And that's That's a very significant percentage. That means 3 out of every 100 people have already had the disease. And no, it doesn't look like that herd immunity thing is going to work. I'm very proud that we're able to speak to two officials who've been working, physicians on the front line of this at Evergreen Medical Center in Kirkland, Washington, going to be joining us next hour. And talking about the perspective here with the coronavirus and the election. Because this is one of those things, regardless of what happens in this election, we have to get this right. And we have to get it right for the sake of our health and for the sake of the health of the economy as well. Because with a terrible month with the Dow and the worst month since March, and with the coronavirus cases soaring, coronavirus cases in Oregon hit 600 for the first time. I think that's 600 for a week or something like that. I'm sure they have more than 600 total cases in Oregon. But certainly, if you take a look at what is going on around the world, it is reason for concern. That needs to be addressed by our leadership. 9 million, writes the New York Times, another woefully large number. So the number of coronavirus cases in the United States surpassed, as of yesterday, 2 weeks after hurtling past the 8 million mark. In other words, it means that each of the last 2 weeks, we had 500,000 new cases. In that time, the 7-day average for new cases has soared 32% to 75,500 per day. The governor of Wisconsin, where the president's speaking now, his name is Tony Evers, says there's no way to sugarcoat it. We are facing an urgent crisis. There's an imminent risk to your family, you, your family members, your friends, your neighbors. In Ohio, where there's a Republican governor, Mike DeWine, officials recorded nearly 3,600 new cases on Thursday, the highest daily total since the pandemic hit. Governor DeWine, Republican governor, was unequivocal. There is no place to hide. And considering what we were hearing from President Trump, it will help heal the country and will help us all deal with the pandemic if he doesn't ignore it and actually continues working, as I know that he has been, to try to conquer the pandemic on behalf of all of us and on behalf of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.